Play the fucking intro.
This is Dustin, and unfortunately Eric is unable to join this week. That was Soundbite Eric that was kicking the show off for us, as he always does. Unfortunately, Eric had some stuff come up again, just busy time for him, and he's also trying to get his best of 2023 stuff recorded and put out, so we'll be putting those out as bonus episodes coming up, hopefully starting next week, but that's part of the reason why he was unable to get here and record this week. So, I got a lot of great music I'm going to get to, a lot of great stuff that was shared with us, as so many great people do. Before we get there, we're going to jump into some new stuff that has come out, will be coming out, all those kind of things. I'm going to start back on April 7th. We're going to start with the band Crash, K-R-A-S-H. They released There's No Escape, which is a single on Attack with Force Productions. Then the band Breakaway released Warrior, which is an EP on the 8th, Brothers Grimm Punk, which we'll be playing hopefully in the next episode or two. Got to free up some time. Got so much stuff getting shared. I'll definitely be playing that over on Punkanoid Worldwide when we do the new songs for April. Handfuls of these we will definitely be playing there. Long Live Punk is what they released on the 8th. Cran released Reject, which is an EP on UBPR on the 9th. Also on the 9th, Disconnected released Tomorrow, which is an EP on Liberty or Death Records. Unity TX released Playing Favorites, which is a single on Pure Noise Records. Schedule 1 released Crucible on Mendeku Discog on the 10th. Also on the 10th, WOAT released Holocene Extinction on Lower Class Kids. Aerial Salad released ROI on Ven Records. And Rare Vitamin Records put out a compilation called Boot Camp Volume 1. Still got that pulled up. Want to check it out. I think I briefly listened to a couple tracks, and it is definitely intriguing. On the 11th, Spells released Past Our Prime on Rad Girlfriend Records. On the 12th, which was a Friday, Belmont released Liminal on Pure Noise Records. Karma released A World of Our Own on Flat Spot Records. Wasting Time put out their LP, Hurry Up and Wait. Faulty Cognitions with Somehow We Are Here. Ultrasec put out a new mini LP called Rose of Victory. Fat Randall, yeah, our pals and Fat Randall, one of the first interviews we did on the Punkcast. They released Anchorless, which is a single. Looking forward to playing that one. Defenstration released Mortal Cremation, and that was also on Attack with Force Productions. Cool label there. They've been putting out some new stuff pretty recent, and it's definitely something that you should check out. On Broken Wings put out Some of Us May Never See the World, and that's on Days. Brain Squeeze with a split with the band The Death Sentence on Convulse Records. Jolly Jackers released Horizon, which is a single. Skulls, Angels, and Sluts, they're from Russia, and they put out a single that is in Russian. I wouldn't begin to know how to pronounce it myself, but, you know, the good thing is there's Google Translate out there, and Google Translate says, For This Reason is what it translates to in English. Again, that was a single. Gotima released Eternal Sunshine of a Rotten Mind. I like it. Scotty Saint and the True Believers put out a new single called Save Me. Then No Guard put out a new EP, War Over Me, on Lionheart Records. Hetze put out Until I Snap on the 15th. Shreds put out Step Back. Maverick put out a couple covers. First, Long Tall Sally, which is a Little Richard cover, and then Underground Army, cover of The Casualties. Then on the 15th as well, El Matador and BGP, that's Brothers Grimm Punk, put out Die at the Plant. So two releases from Brothers Grimm Punk within a week. That's cool. That brings us up to the 16th, Chanson Partisan, another Swedish band. Return of the Dark Ages, which is an EP. On the 17th, The Tips released Eat Plastic. Fake News released a new single, Not Giving Up. And then The Corps, C-O-R-P-S, released Dog of War, which is a single. On the 18th, Oi, This Is Violent Way, coming from Violent Way. I like that band a lot. Krang will be releasing a new single called Cowabunga, and I believe they're putting out a 8-bit video to go along with it, so check that out. Four Heads Down, and that's Four Heads Down, not the number four, but F-O-R, Four Heads Down, are releasing a self-titled on Disconnect Records. That'll be the 19th, this Friday. Also being released that day, 2:30, Talk Is Killing Me on Bad Time Records. Cloud Nothings releasing Final Summer on Pure Noise Records. Space Cowboy releasing Coup de Grâce on Pure Noise Records. Life's Question releasing self-titled on Flat Spot. NOFX, half album, probably their last release. Who knows? 4IM releasing The Righteous and the Wicked on P Records and Melodic Punk Style. Choices Made releasing Happiness in Troubled Times, which is an EP. Restroyer, they're from Salt Lake. We'll be playing them this weekend on Punkanoid Worldwide, I believe. They're releasing self-titled Restroyer. King Tide releasing Back on the Ground, which is a single. We just played new stuff from them a couple episodes back, and I will be coming up on Punkanoid Worldwide as well. Actually, that's on this episode. I think we just played it over on Punkanoid Worldwide. We're actually playing something new from them coming up or on this show. And Back on the Ground, they are going to be releasing this Friday. The Pawns are releasing Ollie on the 20th. Also, Battery Cage and the Split Program are putting out a split LP called Bora on Pasaderic Pats Records. Then, to round up the list, on the 26th, the Battle Beats are releasing Meet Your Maker. Tomb Stoner, they are releasing Rot Stink Rip. Microwave is releasing Let's Start Degeneracy on Pure Noise Records. AWOL's releasing Tear 'em to Bits on Last Ride Records. The Darts are releasing Boomerang on Alternative Tentacle Records. Kriegshog is releasing Love and Revenge on La Vida Es Un Mus Discos. And then finally, CIDB are releasing a new single, Restless Souls, featuring Nick from Unwanted Noise. Omikli from Greece, they're going to be releasing Till the End sometime soon, but I didn't have the release date. So we'll get around to that. Now for the episode. Yes, lots of great music, a lot of great people sharing great stuff with us. We went up to the 26th. Well, guess what? On May 1st, the band The Resignators are going to be releasing Rabbit Hole. The band Resignators, they're from Victoria in Australia. And by way of Dammit Records, so thank you, Nick and John, I have Rabbit Hole, and we are going to be playing one of those singles. They've sent a couple different emails, including today, as a reminder. So coincidentally, I was already planning on playing this, but they sent another reminder about that release coming up on the 1st. The band, The Resignators, originally formed in 2005. This release came out originally November 1st, but they're doing a remastered and exclusive UK release, and that's what we're going to be playing something from. So this version of Rabbit Hole, even though Rabbit Hole was released November 1st, is a remastered and exclusive to UK version. Let's get to the title track from Rabbit Hole. Here we go with The Resignators. Raiders. That was Rabbit Hole. Good stuff. Thank you to Dammit Records. They are the ones obviously handling that UK exclusive remaster release. Good stuff from the Resignators. Dig that sound. As I was talking about earlier, King Tide. Yes, King Tide. So they have a new release coming out this Friday, new single that is. And we are going to be playing something as well off of the EP that they put out. I was thinking we're playing on Punkanoi Worldwide. I had that reversed. We played on Punkanoi Worldwide first on the new songs for March. And now we're going to be playing a track also off of Backup Bum, the EP that came out March 13th of 2024. We're going to be playing that here. Got the message from Dennis. Thank you, Dennis. And I got that just a couple weeks back. So glad to get that on here now. They released a full length on November 10th, and they are currently doing re-recording of vocals and doing some re-releases, and I think they got a few put together. So some of these tracks, I think, were all on that original release, but then are re-released. So I assume a group of them ready to go are what comprise the EP Backup Bum. So based on what I'm told, I would recommend checking that out. If you listened to Punkanoi Worldwide, well, you heard the last track we played. We're going to play another one this time. I was thinking about Island Time, but I thought I liked the vibe here with Slacker better. So here we go. New stuff from King Tide. It's called Slacker.
Got a lot to say, but I stayed in bed. I got fucked up anyway. Tomorrow's great if it ever comes. Don't count on me, I'm still out having fun.
Slacker, great track. I'm looking forward to that new single coming out on Friday. Speaking of new stuff that's coming out this weekend on April 20th, the band Forsaken Prophets. They're from Atlanta in Georgia. I want to thank Ty for reaching out and sending an email just over a week ago. Get this on the radar. They're releasing a release called Lost in Translation. And it has been 5 years since the band's last release. Great stuff. I'm looking forward to the rest of Lost in Translation. I like Forsaken Prophets, killer band. Let's get to something from that Atlanta band here. That new track that we're going to check out together now is called Inferno 24.
Listen, if there's one thing the history of evolution has taught us, it's that life will not be contained. Life breaks free, it expands to new territories, and it crashes through barriers painfully, maybe even dangerously, but, well, there it is.
There it is, like the little Jeff Goldblum added in there. Great stuff, great release coming out this record store day. Go check out Forsaken Prophets from Atlanta. Thank you again to Ty. Thank you to everybody sharing the music, you know, all of that stuff. New stuff that is, you know, in the future that's being shared. So grateful for that. Plus, you know, some of these bands, even though they're putting out new stuff, got more new stuff on the horizon. Great, great stuff there. Next, we are going to get to a couple releases that are that were released from Demons Punk Records, sometimes just Demons Records. I guess it depends on what they release. We play some Demons Punk Records releases that they share with us that kind of fit like that hair metal, glam rock, whatever you want to call it, genre. And we'll play those towards the end of the show. Not on this one, though. But I do have some more that will be coming on future episodes. We have some Wicked Cool Records and Curtain Call Records releases to play at the end of this episode. We've got a couple bands from Bilbao in Spain. On Demons Punk Records, they both had cassettes released for these two releases. First, we'll go with the band, and I'm not sure how to pronounce it. It's in Basque.
Cinces.
Cinces. Cinces, which is chinchillas, according to Google Translate, from Basque to English, chinchillas. T-X-I-N-T-X-E-S. The album is self-titled, but I've also seen it on the release as La Maqueta. So I don't know which one it is. The album artwork doesn't say La Maqueta, at least the album artwork I've seen. But I've seen it listed as that as well. Got the email from Demons Records on March 25th, so thank you to them. And again, we'll talk more about the other one here in just a moment. But two in a row from them. Well, two with the space, I suppose. But Seven Punkus. I'm not sure what Punkus is, but I like the sound of this track. I don't speak Basque, unfortunately, but a cool language sounds very cool in punk. That's why I really enjoyed when we were doing the Basque bands when we were doing Punkanoid Worldwide. So let's get to I'm just going to say chinchillas because I'm probably going to mispronounce it, but it's T-X-I-N-T-X-E-S. Here goes.
Nantes, Frias, Viejos, Mares, Siete, Punkis, Siete.
Or something like that. They're Basque. They're on Demons Punk Records. Cool sound. Definitely excited to have played that band. I hope you dig that one. Again, we're playing a couple here. I really want to thank Demons Punk Records / Demons Records. Maybe it's just Demons Punk when they are the punk releases. Like I said, they have a little bit of variety there. Great stuff, though, coming out of Spain, all over in Spain. Next band, same place, Bilbao in Spain. The band is Radio Cremen. They issued, in this instance, a reissue of Matma, which was, that was released, originally December 17th of 2013, but reissued on cassette by Demons Punk Records. Again, the email just came a couple weeks back, so thank you to them. We've played, as Radio Cremen put out, Re-Matma, at one point, so the same band name, but and we played a track off of that, I think on Punk and Oil Worldwide Plus here. And now we're going to play another track, as they just did the reissue on cassette. So if you like collecting or hearing your music on cassettes, well, Demons Punk Records are putting out some cool stuff, including the last release, and then Radio Cremen. So let's get to a track from that release. It's called Terror.
Vamos a quemar vuestro. enseñarles nuestro oficio. Vamos a cambiar la religión por un pesado masoquismo. Soy un desecho nuclear. Somos las putas de Satán. Vamos a dejarte abandonado, agonizando en el pasillo más oscuro y cruel del hospital central. Beber la sangre de tus hijos para que sigas teniendo miedo al mal y obedeciendo al rey. Soy un desecho nuclear. Somos las putas de Satán.
Good stuff there. Terror was that track off Matame. You can get that reissue on cassette now. Go check out Demons Punk Records / Demons Records, depending on who you want to hear. Again, we're not wrapping up the show with Demons Records stuff, but on this episode, but we definitely will be again. Got some stuff on the horizon. I think it's in 2 weeks. Next up, we got a band we're going to play out of Berlin in Germany. I want to thank Henrietta. She is at Brettford Records. Originally sent the email back on December 28th of 2023. So give a little bit of perspective here. Sometimes I get behind. Sometimes I overlook some things. The release from the band Wax Legs came out November 13th of 2023. So obviously much closer to the release date at that point. But I want to thank Henrietta for that. On the record label, Brettford Records, Wax Legs are out. They played a couple bands. She put out a couple more recommendations, which we will get to those as well right after this. So from the band Wax Legs, they released Horny Tears from Hell on October 23rd of 2023. And it unites a fusion of sounds from ominous genres that collide together in a dark, hauntingly endearing manner. Hold on. A raw, unpolished beast for fans of real killer bands like Acid, Sacrilege, Girls School, or Discharge. This definitely sounds like a band Eric's going to be bummed out he missed out on. It combines, I've already heard the music and I agree with it, but the description alone, I think he would have been super excited before the track even played. It combines the best out of such loud genres as punk and metal, heavy hard rock riffs that automatically will make your head bang against the wall into a bloody pulp with two fingers in the air. You know which two. The doomy, Sabbath-esque aesthetics will avalanche your body into a sweaty death pit at your local fave headbangers ball. This, while feverish vocals scream proclamations against the unjust but sing praise for the desired, altogether fueled by a genuine DIY punk attitude. What is not to like there? We are going to get to that track here in just a second. Again, great stuff out of Berlin. Thank you again to Henrietta. The band Wax Legs off of Horny Tears from Hell. And you know what? I talked it up so much. Let's do two. We'll do them back to back. First, it's going to be Devil, which is track one. So we're going to kind of almost bookend the album. A release that's much later in the album, but not quite the end, is Manipulated. So here we go with Devil, immediately followed by Manipulated. Here goes with Wax Legs. Thank you. From Wax Legs. Great stuff. Thank you again to Henrietta at Bretford Records. Now, she passed on a couple recommendations, said, hey, you know, the band toured with and we enjoyed a couple other bands. And I love the recommendations. I love putting them out there. I mean, that's what I feel like I am doing to anybody that's listening to the show. Check these out. Some of these are bands I came across. Some of them were shared with me. We keep the circle going. Share the stuff you like. And I dig it. I enjoyed hearing both these bands. First is Rifle from London in UK. They put out Under Two Flags, which is an EP, and did so right near that release from Wax Legs. It was 2 weeks after, so I can see why they would be playing with each other, both playing some new tunes. October 27th is when Under Two Flags was released. Let's check out this recommendation from Henrietta. She recommended the bands. I listened to the music and picked the track. She didn't pick anything specific from the band, just said, hey, check out these bands. So I dig this track here off of Under Two Flags. It's called Disorderly. With Disorderly. Cool stuff. Great recommendation. Thank you again to Henrietta. This next band, also a recommendation. Again, same as before. I went listened to their release. Their newest release is a self-titled. Came out March 5th of 2022. Who is the band, you ask? Dierlier. Hopefully I got that right. Dierlier. Translates from German into English as The Losers. So it's a self-titled release that came out March 5th of 2022. They're also from Berlin, Germany, just as Wax Legs are. And I couldn't pass up the trifecta. The band's name is the same as the album's name, which is the same as the track's name, Dierlier. So here goes. Here is that trifecta, the hat trick, the whatever you want to call it. Let's go.
Die verliebt
ich mein Leben, ein Firmament und die
cool stuff there. Kind of has that like classic punk sound, though it did just come out 2 years ago. Great stuff out of Berlin. Thank you again to Henrietta for reaching out, sharing Waxlegs, and recommending Rifle and Die Verleier. We got one more band to play before we get to going to mention a few live shows that are out and about in case you are out and about this next 10 days or so. Before we do, we're going to play one more band. This was a recommendation from the band First in Line. We played those guys. They recommended that we check out the band Nowheres, who's also from Linköping in Sweden. Last Dance First is the EP that they released April 14th of 2023, so just over at this point, just over 1 year ago. They are at Nowheres LKPG on both Instagram and Facebook, so feel free to check them out on those. Most of the bands are on Bandcamp. We're about halfway to the next Bandcamp Friday. Good time to support bands. Throw them on your wish lists. Support them on that day. If you really like them, definitely support them. I'm sure they're grateful for support at any point, regardless if it's Bandcamp Friday or not. But obviously a great place to get the music and reach out to the bands. Another way to connect with them besides just social medias. Let's get to a track off of Last Dance First. Here we go with Nowheres and their track, Don't Look Down. Up from Nowheres. Again, they're from Sweden. We've been playing bands from all over the place, and every single one of them, either recommendations, bands reaching out, sharing stuff, and we've got so much more of that going to be played on Punknoid Worldwide upcoming episodes. So thank you to everybody who does share the music, reaches out, the PR groups, the bands, the bands recommending other bands, all of those things. People reaching out that just listen to the show and aren't in any bands, but it's like, you know, their specific bands, and I'm happy to check out all of them. Love it. So thank you to everybody who does do that. I got an album. We're going to wrap up the show, but before we do those things, we have a bonus episode. Should be coming out this weekend, I'm hoping. Did a pretty good, pretty lengthy interview with Chris of Hard Cell. Every time we get together, man, we have so much fun, long conversations. I think that we're going to split that into two different bonus episodes. You'll get one bonus episode here on SLC Punkcast, a bonus episode on Punknoid Worldwide, and then maybe in a week or two, right before they go on tour to Europe, when they're going in beginning of May, we'll include the whole thing unedited in its entirety over on PAL Radio. So be on the lookout for those things. Let's get to the live and upcoming shows, though. A few that I'm going to mention. So first, not in any particular order, we're going to be bouncing around on dates, but this one will be in New York City on April 26th. It's a 7 p.m. show. You can get tickets at heavencanwaitnyc.com. Casa Gogol presents, Casa Gogol, as in like Gogol Bordello, Miss Teen America, Two-Way Radio, Crazy and the Brains, plus Wifey, all of those bands. And that is at Heaven Can Wait is the name of the venue, featuring DJ Eugene Hutz. Yes, the man, Gogo Bordello himself. So you can get over there and check that out. Crazy and the Brains are fantastic. Had Christoph on the show about a year and a half ago. He's a lot of fun. Got to see them this past fall in SLC. Then on Sunday, April 21st, if you're in Hoofddorp, you can go check out the Exploited, Disturbance, and Complaint. Great bands there. So if you were anywhere near Hoofddorp, you should definitely go check out that lineup. Oh, man, jealous of those European cities, man. Let's get some really awesome shows. Coming up in Queens, New York City, on April 27th, there is Music Fests Here Too. Music Fests Here Too, that's what it's called. Featuring bands The Caroline, Bad Planning, Tired Radio, Oh, The Humanity, which we'll be playing over on Punk and Oil Worldwide coming up on a Massachusetts episode. One Fall, who we did play already from Massachusetts last week on Punk and Oil Worldwide Massachusetts episode. Also, Sketchy, Wes Hoffman and Friends, Eaten by Snakes, Jared Napick, Sam Hoyos of Playing Dead, and Will Romeo of Nexgars. Looks like doors open at 2. Saturday tickets are $35. It says weekends 50, but I only have the flyer there for it looks like the Saturday. But it's at Bar Frida in Queens, so you can go check that out on April 27th. Coming up this weekend in Hyannis, Massachusetts, which I believe is somewhere near Cape Cod, Audio Epidemic is presenting Working Class Poor, The Stress from New York, Bar Fight Champs, and The Hagglers. Played three of those bands on the episode that just got posted today on Punkanoid Worldwide. And then, obviously, The Stress are from New York. That is on April 20th, 8 p.m. at Flashback Arcade Bar on beautiful Main Street in Hyannis. It's 21 and older show for any of you who aren't. That sucks. I'm sorry. But April 20th, Record Store Day. Go get your records during the day, and then maybe you'll go get a few in the evening. Coming to Salt Lake on May 18th, a little far out, but I want to point this one out. Wart Tour, which will be featured here at Bewilder Beer. So mark your calendars. You can go to Wart Tour SLC or Bewilder Beer. So Bewilder, not Bewilder. I kind of made that sound like two different words, but Bewilder Beer. Either of those on Instagram, follow those to get more details. But Bewilder Brewing Company is where you'll get it. It's $20, May 18th, 12 in the afternoon to 7 at night. I love it. Matinee type. You get to go see American Humor, Hulking Boy, Giant, Zombie Cock. Love those guys. Damn Dirty Vultures. And looks like Murphy and the Giant. You got a couple Giants showing up for that one. So go check out Wart Tour SLC. Post it over on the SLC Punkcast page. So if you're anywhere near Salt Lake, the Facebook event page for it is also over on our page. Then Midway Cafe in Boston. This show was on April 7th, so I don't know why I still have it here. Hopefully you were able to go see Fang, Poor Impulse Control, Scumbar, and Neighborhood Shit on that day if you were in Boston. Little old, little past on that one. I apologize. On April 26th, though, you can go to Long Island at Mr. Beery's Bethpage. And this is, so Long Island, this is, New York, Long Island show. Uberflüssig from Germany will be there with Bad Mary, Flak Jacket, and Chum Huffer. So you get to go see a cool German band there, Uberflüssig, if you are on April 26th, Friday, April 26th. It's $10, 8 p.m., 21 and older show. And then they are also playing, I think they're playing this show too. Yes, they are, and looking for the date. April 27th, 7 to midnight. It's a free show in Brooklyn, New York at Young Ethel's. And you also get to see League of God, man, why do people make their fonts so hard to read? Spike Polite and Sewage will be there. Obviously, Uberflüssig, Mutiny, Blastocyte, I think is the one headlining. It's an anniversary show. And then League of Pity. League of Pity, maybe. What the hell is that thing supposed to be? I don't know. Anyway, you can go see Überflüssig over there in New York 2 days in a row if you want to go check them out. And finally, on April 19th, you can go check out Impact Driver. They'll be in Trenton, New Jersey at Mill Hill Basement. They'll be playing with Fucksake, FTS, and Messy Humans. So go check it out. 7:30, 21, and older show. $10 to get in. And New Jersey, you get to see a couple Philly bands, Pittsburgh band, and then one from the shore as well. So definitely go check that band out, or that show out, right? But, man, I would love to go see Impact Driver. That is going to wrap up all of the shows that I have to mention here. So we're going to get to my album. I know we go a little bit quicker when it's just me talking, and I get tired of hearing me talk. So hopefully, if you're in that same boat, you're enjoying the music. Let's get to an album. The band is from Glasgow in the UK. That's Scotland. And the band is Four Past Midnight. Played them before. Don't think I've played anything from Guilty as Charged. If I have, I haven't played that much. But I really do like this band. They started in 1989. They just had their 35-year anniversary. I think it's this year. So that's fantastic. Congratulations to them. They're also known as the Brilliance of Four Past Midnight. You will see that stylized as well. Guilty as Charged came out January 10th of 2012, so about 12 years ago. It's a really great album. It's a killer band. Let's get into a track from it, as you've probably been hearing enough of me talk. All Your Heroes, here is Four Past Midnight. Sounds killer street punk band. They've done at least one Christmas track that we've played before. I really dig Four Past Midnight. Played them when we were doing the UK, more specifically Scotland, as again they're from Glasgow. This is a great album. They always put out really cool artwork with it too that I definitely enjoy, which if you see our social media posts, depending on if you just find us on whatever podcast, because a lot of people do listen to us on the variety of podcast options, on our social media posts, I try to include as much album artwork as I can, because I think the album artwork also adds to the story that is the album, that is the tracks and so forth. And these guys always put out great artwork as well. The Brilliance of Four Past Midnight, again, Guilty as Charged is the album. We're going to play one more track because it is a killer cover-to-cover album. Let's get to Fuck 'Em All. Here is Fuck Them All, specifically. Maybe with Fuck 'Em All, really quick. Here we go, Four Past Midnight. We'll be right back. right, who wasn't singing along with them on that track? Great track. The album's great. Go check out the rest. It's a full length. Lots of stuff to check out. Four Past Midnight, or the brilliance of Four Past Midnight. I mean, once you know that, how can you call them anything else? Killer stuff. I know that we're kind of a little bit quicker through this episode. If we didn't give you quite enough, just know there is a bonus episode. I'm working it out. Going to include some tracks, hard sell stuff, and some stuff from bands that they played with. And so we're going to be giving you a bonus episode coming this weekend. I know this one's a little short, but we are going to wrap up the show now. A couple not-so-punk tracks, I suppose. But again, a lot of cool stuff that's still being shared with us. The band or artist Steve Conti is on Wicked Cool Records. Thank you to Wicked Cool Records. Thank you to Mike at Earshot Media for sending this our way. Did so on April 3rd. Steve Conti is recognized for his notable guitar contributions with New York Dolls and as a guitarist for Michael Monroe's band, where he continues to perform. I'm not that familiar with Michael Monroe's band, but definitely know New York Dolls. So definitely excited to play Steve Conti here. On April 20th, so this coming weekend, The Concrete Jungle is going to be released by Steve Conti, and we are going to check out a track. He's based out of or from Utica in New York. Let's get to a track from The Concrete Jungle. See what you think. You can go pick it up on Record Store Day this weekend. It's track number 3 called We Like It. Sound there, Steve Conti. Great. Again, that is coming out this weekend. So check it out. You can check out the rest of the tracks. That was We Like It off of The Concrete Jungle. Thank you again to Mike at Earshot Media. And it's going to be on Wicked Cool Records, a little Steven record label. Great, great releases that come out on that one. Next and last and finally, as we wrap up this show, we got an email from Curtain Call Records on April 4th for the artist, or the band's name anyway, is Trashy Annie, which features Annie Davis. And you may wonder, well, what is this? Well, there is a little story there, I suppose, and we will get to that. But first, I just want to point out that May 19th of 2023, the band Trashy Annie released Sticks and Stones. They're based out of Austin, Texas. And then to give you a little bit as to what's going on, the reason why it came out now and not, I guess, back then is because they're putting it out on vinyl. So you'll be able to find this on vinyl. I didn't have the release date. I only had that original release date. But a little story on Annie Davis of Trashy Annie. She was criticized for wearing clothes that were, quote, too young for her. Annie decided then and there that if people wanted to call her trashy or judge her for the clothes she wears instead of the music she makes, then Trashy Annie it is. And the band name was born. A staunch advocate for believing in oneself, never giving up on the things we love, and unapologetically being who we are no matter what anyone else thinks, it was the perfect fit. Couldn't agree with you more. You know what? Do your thing, whatever you are comfortable with. You know, people are going to see us. I do the same thing. You see people and like, what the fuck are they doing? We all are. But I guess as long as you aren't harming anybody else and you enjoy what you are doing, fuck all the rest. Thank you to Curtain Call Records again. We're going to check out something off of Sticks and Stones from Trashy Annie. This track is called Born Pretty. Go check out the music videos as well, and I guess you can judge for yourself if that's what you would prefer to do. Here goes Trashy Annie, Born Pretty.
Born on the corner by the city limit sign, I chipped my tooth down on Hollywood and Vine. Crazy long hair, but I like the way it shines. A little bitty booty, but I shake it just fine.
some rock and roll with the country soul. What'd you think? There's Trashy Annie. Go watch the video. Like I said, you know, figure it out. Make up your mind for yourself. Either way, she don't care. Born Pretty. Love the track. Love all the humor in it. It was hilarious. The video was great to watch as well. I'm sure they had a blast making it. Thank you, everybody, for joining in for episode 360. Eric apologizes he wasn't here. He'll be here on the next one. And some more bonus episodes if you want to check out and hear what he thought were the best of 2023. He is going to have those recorded up here before too long. Let's get to wrapping up the show. You can find us on iTunes, Spotify, Stitcher, Amazon Music, Player FM, Google Podcasts, which I believe is now YouTube Music, iHeartRadio, Pocket Cast, Podvine, Podchaser, Verbal, CastBox, and SLCPunkCast.com. All the bands are found over on Instagram at The Resignators Ska, at King underscore Tide underscore Rocks, at Forsaken Prophets, at TXNITXES, the Chinchillas, but I'm sure I'm going to not say it correctly, at Radio Cremen underscore Punk, at Wax.Legs, at Rifle LDN, at Nowhere's LKPG, at Four Past Midnight Official Punk, at Steve Conti, that's C-O-N-T-Y, and at Trashy Annie Music. Definitely go check out Wicked Cool Records, Curtain Call Records, Damn It Records, all the bands, all the labels, and everybody that shares stuff with us, Demons Punk Records, Demons Records. The bands are also found over on Facebook at The Resignators, at King Tide Rocks, at Forsaken Prophets, at TXNITXES, at Radio Cremen Punk, at Wax Legs, at Nowhere's LKPG, at Four Past, at Steve Conti NYC, at Trashy Annie. Go check them out on all of those. Sorry I didn't have anything for Der Verlierer. I couldn't find anything for it. Maybe in German, The Losers is just not distinct enough to be able to sift through and find. But you'll be able to find them over on Bandcamp, so check them out there. Bandcamp Friday again coming up soon. Thank you again to everybody, and thank you to everybody who listens and joins us in all the way up to this point. I guess it's a little bit shorter than normal. Be on the lookout for that bonus episode coming your way for the weekend.
Play the fucking outro.